with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Donald Trump said on this video that he likes kissing pretty women and that...
You don't?
Sir, let me... Can I finish?
You like kissing ugly women?
Excuse me. Folks, I am standing in the middle of 1984 civilization.
It's bad, you know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the War Room. It's 3 o'clock Central Time here in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer with you, Shepard Ambliss in studio with me, and we were going to probably even have a little bit of a debate, but get down to what's going on with the Vegas massacre. There's actually breaking news on this, and my plan was to focus on that for the first 30 minutes of the show today. Then right before we go on air, just about 30 minutes ago, somebody mows down multiple people in Manhattan, in New York City, with a rented box truck. Multiple people have been reported dead. Other multiples reported hit. Drudge has the headline, Bloodbath in New York City. And wow. All of this has the signs of another terrorist attack. Of course, you know exactly what type of terrorist I'm talking about. The one that yells Allahu Akbar and then stabs your daughter at the mall. So, we're kind of stuck in a bit of no man's land here to start the war room between breaking down the latest in the Las Vegas massacre cover-up versus what's happening in New York City in real time right now as this is just breaking. And on the other side, we're actually going to be joined by a source in New York City who's boots on the ground to talk about what is going on in Manhattan right now. So again, folks, box truck mows down multiple citizens in Manhattan, also opened fire from the car as it was driving on the pedestrian sidewalk / bike path. So again, not only was the truck mowing people down, reportedly shooting from the truck as it's being driven along the sidewalk there / bike path. Wow. Now, that is probably going to trump almost everything else I had set to cover today. Stacks of news breaking on what's going on right now with the fake Manafort indictment, with the witch hunt against Trump, with the Russian collusion story. It's already backfiring on the Podestas and the rest of the Democrats. We'll have that for you, as well as some other details about the actual litigation, the actual court case that is going to be coming soon, and how that itself is a pig circus, totally rigged. Clinton judges, Obama judges, all on this court. Not to mention the fact that it's going to be in the grand jury is pulled from a population that voted 93% for Hillary Clinton, the highest in the nation, folks. So we'll have all that breaking down in the witch hunt against Trump that is. More coming out with this Weinstein gate. That just keeps getting weirder and stranger. And I'm now starting to think that organically the left is just eating itself and Hollywood is just eating itself with this. Now, there may be an overall plan to attack men. I still believe that. However, I do believe there is an organic element of this with these foaming at the mouth, fake liberals, pseudo-intellectuals that are actually eating themselves right now as we speak. So it's really insane. And then again, there's new breaking news on the Vegas massacre. Police are now admitting that someone fired a weapon inside of Paddock's room. I mean, this is nuts. Oh, and then in the third hour, we've got Antifa scheduling violence this weekend. In the third hour, I'm joined by Michael Cargill. Did you know that gun stores are being robbed right now at what seems like an astronomical rate? Boy, is that strange. All that and more on the other side.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. because the ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic, now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy, totally.
Welcome into the War Room, folks. It is Halloween. That means it's October 31st, 2017, here on a Tuesday, and with stacks of news, breaking news on the Vegas massacre cover-up, breaking news on the Mueller-Russia probe, the witch hunt, all kinds of crazy news right now, and I was going to be breaking it all down and having a discussion with Shepard Ambulus here in the first couple segments on the latest breaking in the Vegas massacre. But then, in New York City, just less than an hour ago, truck mows down pedestrians in Manhattan, multiple people shot. They're reporting at least two dead, multiple people injured. And we've actually got some raw footage from the scene right now. Guys, go ahead and roll that footage. So this is the immediate aftermath here.
We're threatened three bicyclists. It sounds like a terrorist attack. I'm not sure what it is.
It has all the earmarks of a terrorist attack, but as you can see, the road there is on the right. So obviously, this person got into the pedestrian area, the sidewalk, the bicycle area here in Manhattan, drove the box truck over, and then ran over multiple bikers, multiple citizens. Wow, this is...
I think this is this phone.
Oh my gosh, this is terrible. This is that is eerily reminiscent of the scenes that we saw in London on the bridge after that terrorist attack. So again, it has all the earmarkings of another radical Islamic terrorist attack. In New York City, multiple people dead as well as multiple people shot. And we actually have a source that we're going to be getting on the phone here momentarily, a source on the ground in New York City. Breaking down whatever is ensuing as we speak. Literally, this just happened less than an hour ago. Let me just give you a gestalt of all the news that we're planning on covering today, as well as the powerful guests that we have on. We've got new details breaking in the Las Vegas massacre cover-up. I've got Shepard Ambulus in studio. He's been breaking the helicopter shooting angle. He's going to get down to the nitty-gritty of that with me. And I'll be honest, he's going to have to convince me. I told him this before he went on. This was a theory I never bought into. I think his breakdown on the Alex Jones show before here was the greatest I've heard yet. But we're going to discuss that as well as the latest breaking, which apparently there was a press conference yesterday that nobody ever heard about where the police officers admitted someone fired a weapon inside Paddock's room. So now all of a sudden that breaks literally at the end of the month, so a month later. Weinstein Gate continues to completely fall apart and blow up in Hollywood's face. Oh, yeah. And then again, InfoWars, get tomorrow's news today, next week's news today, next month's news today. It goes on and on. 20-year-old actor has filed a complaint alleging he was sexually assaulted by former Hollywood agent Tyler Gresham. And we broke this a couple of weeks ago that this was going to be coming when we had our special guest in studio who did the documentary about pedophilia and child trafficking, specifically in Hollywood. All the breaking news, the total witch hunt, the total rigged pig circus against Paul Manafort and Trump. That is the Mueller probe. We've got all the latest in that. It's already backfiring on Democrats as we speak. And Here's how I'm going to start it before we get into the news, because I know that your newswire.com is famous for fake news and fake stories. So I'm not saying that this is a true story or not, but it's the overall point that was made that I think is worth repeating and is worth having a debate about. So don't take this literally. Morgan Freeman says jailing Hillary best way to restore public faith in government. I don't think that Morgan Freeman actually said that. I think this is fake news from your newswire. They've been discredited plenty of times. But it was the notion, and this is, I'll bring in my guest Shepard Ambulus here, and then guys, let us know, do we have the caller on the phone, guys, from New York? No, okay, so let me know when that's ready. But jailing Hillary, best way to restore public faith in government. I put out a poll on Twitter, Shepard, asking, you know, most of my followers are probably Trump supporters, asking them if there is not justice for Hillary or the Podestas by the end of Trump's 4 years in office, does Trump have your vote again? And I think it's a fair question to ask. Now, who could be going up against him that's better? Obviously, depends on the answer to that. But I think that there's a strong element of truth here that I would totally agree with. If Trump or Sessions, again, is obsessing over marijuana, get your priorities straight, dude. Hillary Clinton, more honestly, really just Hillary. I think just Hillary. Putting Hillary in jail would send Trump's approval ratings through the roof. And I agree. All the people that put Trump in to drain the swamp, at least my opinion, if Hillary Clinton is not in jail in 4 years, then the swamp still reigns.
Well, that's how you know the deep state is still in control right now, Owen, because we're not seeing any of this. We're seeing the same things with the FBI, with the, you know, the same characters in the CIA, the same people involved in the whole, you know, Trump Russia thing.
All these people die around Hillary rigging the election against Bernie.
Yeah, nothing's going on because this is a good way that we can tell that the deep state still has control. That's what I think. I mean, bottom line.
It really is sad. All right, we're gonna Shepard's gonna be in studio with us, and we're gonna break down the legacy and the Vegas massacre cover up, folks. Again, the deep state covering that up, doing everything they can. We've got a source that wants to remain unnamed here in New York City on the line with us. We do know this source; it is a reputable source, so this isn't gonna be fake. I just want to put that out there. But what are you seeing right now in New York? What's the response like? Is it chaos? What's going on?
It was chaotic when it happened, and I actually didn't know what was going on for a second. I saw the NYPD tactical 18-wheeler type vehicle going pretty quick towards the West Side Highway, and then I heard just a ton of ambulances and, you know, cars coming from every direction with police sirens on. And it's pretty chaotic already because it's Halloween, and, you know, it's the sorry, I'm walking, so I'm a little out of breath, but it's a very, very busy day for the police, you know, and they do an amazing job keeping it together. I mean, I don't know how they do it, but they do an amazing job. But I tell you what, you know, they've been lucky, and their luck's running out, I think.
What is local media reporting about or reporting on right now in New York?
What I saw was on the Post, just on their website briefly. I know that area where they're showing it happened because it's a very popular jogging area. So anybody that lives on the West Side usually, you know, use that. It's a beautiful park by the water, and, you know, run that whole length. And where that happened was there's a school there in front of it, but there's also a really big kids playground and a big dog park, and it's scary. That area, something bad happened there. I don't know exactly what happened, but I saw several ambulances that can't get down there, even see what's going on, because they've got the whole area blocked off.
Yeah, and it was reported shots fired as well. And you're saying that there's usually a lot of kids in that area?
There's not only a lot of kids, there is a ton of kids. I mean, there's a playground there that is literally just for kids, and a lot of parents use it. If you look on a map where that school is, there's a pier right before that school, and the playground there, they do summer camp there, and it's still pretty busy because it's, you know, fairly, it's not, you know, freezing cold, but it's fairly warm, and a lot of young mothers take their kids out there. It's very, very easy target, and I always thought about that area every time I pass, I said, wow, I hope they really watch out for this place. And it's very accessible to the West Side Highway there. But I don't think that's where it happened just down from that. But where that happened is in front of a school. And, you know, that whole area is called, it's Battery Park. It's, you know, there's a marina on the other side, and there's, you know, it's a very popular area. And today it's just rammed with people because everybody's out for Halloween.
Is there any change of protocol with barricades and vehicles in that area for Halloween?
Yeah, absolutely. The barricades, what they do, police do a great job of this every year. What they do is, I guess, control how everybody flows. And it's so crowded, it's actually uncomfortable to be in that crowd. There's a parade that comes down the street, and basically, I think it comes down 6, but from 7...
All right, wow. So this happens in front of a school, a crowded area, a lot of kids. We'll be right back on the other side. This is the War Room.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrick's Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day, whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrick's Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrick's Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, and you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
Infowars.com/show.
Back to the war room. Of course, the breaking news right now on Halloween: a truck attack in Manhattan leaves at least two dead, multiple wounded. This was right by a school, right by a park where a lot of kids play. The New York City mayor, I believe they're talking about de Blasio, I don't have the story in front of me, just the headline on Fox News: no active threat in area. They did already say they apprehended the suspect that was driving the vehicle. In fact, there was an eyewitness account that fake news, the comedy news network, the clown news network had on. Here's that video.
What I saw was that the driver, he didn't look like he was bleeding or anything per se, but he did have a noticeable limp as he was getting out of his car. He did look like he was dragging his foot a little bit, and he was screaming in the street. He looked frustrated, panicked, confused. From there, a whole bunch of customers started running past me. A whole bunch of people came running past my way, yelling, "He's got a gun, he's got a gun."
Could you see the gun?
I did not see any gun. I did not see any blood. I did not see that there was anything of a gun on the driver of the white pickup truck who was injured. Maybe that was another person. But, yeah, he looked pretty bad without, you know, bleeding, without looking at for bleeding or anything like that.
Could you see any of the victims at that point?
Victims.
Did you see him hit anybody as he was coming down the
bike? From what I saw at that moment, I didn't see him hit anybody. I didn't see him drive in. All I heard was the impact of a crash, and I turned around to see where came from, and I saw the white pickup truck.
That's actually very interesting. He talks about maybe the gunman was in the truck with him. Now, this is actually very key to think about. Because if you had multiple people in that vehicle, the police have arrested the one suspect, not two suspects, one suspect. So if there was somebody, a gunman, in the truck, that gunman would still be at large. And let me just tell you, I don't trust the New York City mayor as far as I could throw him. This is if it is Mayor de Blasio, again, I'm just seeing the headline. I'm assuming it's Mayor de Blasio in New York City. This is a guy who had on his staff the next up-and-coming John Podesta, Jacob Schwartz, who was arrested with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of child pornography files. Okay? So, I don't trust Mayor de Blasio in New York City. The police say that they've apprehended one suspect and there's no active threat, but that eyewitness said perhaps there could have been a gunman that was also in the vehicle. So we're going to try to keep our tabs on all that as this is all breaking right now. And again, you're seeing the news right now from Manhattan. A truck attack in Manhattan has all the earmarks of a radical Islamic terror attack. But we will wait and see what the case is there. All right. Shepard Amblis is in studio with me, folks. Now, I want to, real quick, there was some, I couldn't even believe I never heard about this. There was a press conference yesterday. I don't think you heard about this either.
A little bit this morning, but okay. I didn't have much time.
And I know that you've been all over this just like I have. So the fact that we didn't hear more about it really tells you they didn't want anybody to know about it. But Sheriff Lombardo has a press conference yesterday admitting that a cop accidentally fired his weapon from inside Paddock's room. So is that significant? I don't know. Why does it break a month later? Now, I've seen the stories of the helicopters. I've tried looking into it, and it was always an angle I never wanted to report on, I never thought was real. But you presented a case today on the Alex Jones Show with flight records, analyzing angles, and all this stuff, and you were convinced that the helicopters were involved.
Well, I'm not 100% convinced, but it's a high probability, Owen. Like yourself, I've analyzed this for a long time, and I knew about the helicopter theory, and I've checked into it to some extent. And then you know, I really started checking into it. And I really, really started checking into it.
And that's when you went and you went combed through the flight records, combed through the helicopter
records. I mean, to give you an idea, Owen, not only combing through all these records, I literally have watched hundreds of hours of video, like a lot of people. But the thing is I watch very specific little clips where I could see only very specific little angles of, you know, behind of the airspace behind the Mandalay and whatnot. And it's really interesting when you know, it hit me that this could be some type of really heavy, covert, militarized, paramilitarized plan. When you start to weigh it out, you want me to lay a little bit of it
well
out?
Here's what I'll say in response to that. I do actually think the more that we look into this and the more that breaks, that this attack was probably planning to kill thousands of people. And I think that I don't know what really happened. I don't know what went wrong or anything like that. But it does appear, especially if this helicopter angle is the truth, that they were probably planning on killing thousands of people.
I thought about that, and I agree with you. And I also have...
I mean, think about the explosives that were found as well, firing at the gas tanks at the at the airport.
You know, it's pretty much proven they probably could have just roved the city and just went all night if they wanted to. But, you know, it does make me question that, although I agree with that, Owen. I also think that the deeper I get into this, it has more of the footprints of a real high-profile heist. One
a casino heist,
may possibly multiple casino heists. When you start thinking of a heist, and you start thinking of the value of such a heist, and would it be worth it to lay down fire on a venue just to rob the Mandalay? Maybe if they had something special going on and a lot of money or something, you know, someone could be thinking like that. But if you start to realize that Vegas is interconnected through a honeycomb system underground, and you start realizing how these calls started transpiring and how everything started progressing north up the strip as if people were pushing up the strip, possibly even underground, going places.
The police actually did go into the underground tunnels that night.
They had 30 strike teams.
We got video of that as well.
30 strike teams in Las Vegas that night. But were they there in time? You know, that's the thing. So when you look at this, one thing right offhand, there's air traffic control audio from the air traffic controller, and they admit that yes, there was shooters on their runway, and they were trying to round them up. They were in the process of rounding them up. So, you know, this helicopter theory, although it's a theory, I also don't discount. I don't also conclude that this theory would have been covered out, you know, carried out entirely from the air. Like there probably was shooters at multiple locations on the ground, possibly even up all the way north on the strip, you know, as the shots were reported there. But let me tell you, there's also evidence to suggest it could have been nearly an entire aerial assault with a couple snipers that they dropped off and recovered.
And the problem is, we can't actually get to the bottom of some of these questions, like how many people got shot at those other venues, because we can't get a fair press conference from the Las Vegas police that's controlled by the FBI. Don't go anywhere, folks. Be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
If you want the future,
you must fight for it.
This is The War Room
with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, folks, they're now reporting 6 dead, 15 injured in the truck attack that took place in Manhattan just about an hour ago. Welcome back to The War Room. Owen Schroyer here with you. Shepard Ambulist will be sticking around for a while as well. We're going to get back into our Vegas discussion in the 4 o'clock hour. For now, though, I'm bringing in Jerry Corsi to talk about what's going on with this Mueller probe. And specifically, Jerry, I want to get into what's going on with the Podestas right now. Now, as soon as I heard about these, you know, quote-unquote indictments coming from the Mueller probe, the first thing I thought was this is going to backfire on the Democrats. Within 24 hours, Tony Podesta quits his firm, and the Podestas are both freaking out on social media about this. What was your first response when hearing about the indictment?
Well, I mean, I agree with you that I've been running, we've been publishing in InfoWars for the last 2 weeks. I think, in fact, we started the focus on Tony Podesta by reporting that Tony Podesta had ties with the same group in Ukraine that Manafort had. Now it turns out that they even had their contract, Tony Podesta, the Podesta group, through Paul Manafort. They're working in conjunction. And we've also reported that Tony Podesta's group had gotten almost $1 million working with Hillary on the Uranium One deal, that they were also a lobbyist for Sberbank, S-B-E-R-B-A-N-K, in Russia. Russia is one of its largest banks, bank very intimately involved in money laundering. That also was involved in some of the money laundering activities, both to John Podesta and to Hillary. Remember, we pointed out extensively that you've got a lot of ties with Russia actually sending money to Hillary through Metcom Bank and to Podesta through this company Juul, which is a money laundering company the Russians set up in the Netherlands. So I wasn't really surprised, to be honest with you, that Tony Podesta had to step down. I think we forced, with our reporting at InfoWars, we gave a national voice to the idea that Tony Podesta was deeply involved in the Russian activities that were Manafort was involved in, and was also going to tie into Hillary and John Podesta with their Russian ties. And this now, I think, has developed to the point where Podesta had to step down. I think they're going to change the name of the Podesta Group because they don't want it affiliated any longer with the, you know, with John Podesta. It seems to me that you could have Tony Podesta indicted, which would, you know, begin to spread the whole Russian collusion idea over into the Democrats. Although, quite frankly, the Mueller indictment of Manafort has nothing to do whatsoever with Russian collusion. It has to do with money laundering charges and tax evasion.
From before Manafort was even working on the Trump campaign, before Trump even announced he was running.
That's right. All these charges come from 2014 or before. So they have nothing to do with
it. I think it was like 2012, 2013 mainly.
Well, they go back to 2006. But the statute of limitations on some of the money laundry charges don't extend that far back. So the charges are really around 2012 to 2014. But the point is that unless, I mean, these are very, very weak charges. The case that Mueller brought against Manafort is one that Manafort should definitely defend, because the money laundering. But remember, Mueller was attorney general when HSBC was laundering money, and we had a Senate permanent investigating money, drug money, and it was also money coming from terrorist groups. Mueller and Comey. Comey was on the board of HSBC when the money laundering was going on.
Well, they I think that they're going to have to answer these questions soon, Dr. Corsi. But I want to stay focused on the Podestas right now. Now, again, you broke it. You know, Tony Podesta being deeply involved with Russia as well. The gang here, the crew flashed the story. Tony Podesta threatening Tucker Carlson. I'm just curious, has Tony Podesta threatened you yet?
No, Tony Podesta has not threatened me.
Hasn't threatened you. Well, you need to work a little harder then, Corsi.
Well, I get threatened plenty, I guess, in the on the internet and the Twitter and other places. But
you know what? Back to Manafort, though. You know, Manafort said he's not guilty and he is going to fight these charges. I think that they're just trying to get him to sell out. They think they can intimidate Manafort into selling out Trump on some nonsense, but he's not going to fold.
And also, Manafort doesn't have anything he can say. I mean, there was no Russian collusion. I mean, every time it came up in the Trump campaign, they didn't want to do it. It was squashed. The Trump campaign was not really organized such that it could collude with anybody. It had a hard time colluding with itself. I mean, this was not the most organized campaign in the world.
Well, Hillary, I think the Podestas, they're really busy with their art. If you know what I'm saying, they're really busy dealing in art and stuff like that. So it's got to be tough to keep all of your wires from getting crossed when you're dealing all that art that they deal with. I want to read three headlines to you, Dr.
Sure.
Corsi, and I want to tie them all together. Okay.
All right.
This is from the Gateway Pundit. Podesta Group retroactively filed DOJ disclosures in August. Same forms Manafort arrested for today. So essentially, who tipped the Podesta Group off to file these papers so that they wouldn't be indicted like Manafort was yesterday? The second one, sources, Podesta Group, Mercury are companies A and B in the indictment. So not only are you getting the Podestas tipped off that this is coming, you're also having their companies in the indictment but kept anonymous. Third headline, Trump calls Tony Podesta's knowledge of Dem corruption earth-shattering. Is Trump alluding to the two things that I just read to you? Someone tipped off the group, and their groups were also involved in the indictment.
Yes, I think one of the big problems with this whole Mueller investigation is that it's proceeded through unmasking and leaks. You know, both the unmasking, which means basically they identified people in the electronic surveillance by name, U.S. citizens, and then leaked that information to the press. And also, I think here, worked behind the scenes to let the Podesta group know that this was coming. Because the Podesta group runs in and suddenly registers, well, that's not going to help them. They hadn't been registered for years. The same offense that the Department of the Justice through Mueller charged Manafort with. It really is a minor offense. I mean, the point I've got here is that if Manafort's been charged, then I think Podesta's going to have to be charged. I think Podesta got advanced warning of it. I think the charges are very thin. I think the case is very weak, because in a money laundering case, you've got to show that the money that was being laundered was criminal to begin with. And it's not criminal to have a contract with Ukraine. It's also not criminal to bring the money back in the United States through the Cayman Islands or the Virgin Islands or any number of other money laundering locations. I mean, so none of this is really criminal unless you can demonstrate that the Manafort or Podesta were not paying taxes on the money and somehow or other engaged in tax evasion. That's really the case you've got here. I mean, this whole idea of Russian collusion has dropped altogether out in Mueller's first prosecution, and Trump is right. It has nothing to do with the 2016 election. Manafort is being charged with offenses that are fairly technical offenses that would never have come to light had he not been Trump's campaign chairman.
Wow, this is all coming to the light right now. And again, Corsi, you had this a while ago. So, I mean, it must be upsetting that they are attacking Tucker Carlson and not you. I know that that's got to be bothering you.
I've been attacked enough. I let Tucker take some. He can have his share.
Well, hey, look, we're going to get more into this on the other side, including one question I want to ask Dr. Corsi. Would they be willing to burn Podesta over this deal just to create the news that Manafort got arrested? But secondly, we're going to look into more of the details about how this entire thing has been rigged against Trump this entire time.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, the highest quality, the bio-PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, BrainForce. Now BrainForce Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then BrainForce is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The Manhattan truck attack is now being investigated as a terror event that is coming from the New York police. We are back now with Dr. Jerry Corsi, head of InfoWars DC. I want to get to this. You were just breaking it down how basically anything that Manafort is guilty of, Podesta is essentially guilty of the exact same thing. So my question is, would they be willing to burn potentially the Podestas in this deal just to get charges on Manafort to try to delegitimize Trump?
Well, I think they've already brought forward their charges on Manafort, so there's going to be no more charges on Manafort. This is everything they've got.
But would they actually convict him of anything and then essentially putting Podesta in that same basket?
I think they're going to go after Podesta because he's going to be essentially guilty of the same things. He was one of the contractors, so he was getting money, I'm sure, through the same offshore bypasses that were being used by Manafort, and he also didn't register. I mean, these are the two big things that
it sounds to me like you think Podesta's already burned.
Oh, I think Podesta knows he's a target of the investigation, is going to be indicted. I think he'll be indicted in the next round.
Dr. Corsi, what time do you suspect the Podesta's flight out of the country is?
Oh, I don't think he'll go anywhere. I think he's smarter than to try that. I don't see the Podesta's running anywhere. I mean, Podesta's made a couple of statements that have indicated he's very angry about this, which I'm sure he is. And, I think it's going to be clear that he was guilty of the same things. He was part of the whole deal. I mean, first of all, look, I'm not sure there was any criminal activity here. These lobbyists who work with foreign countries and work with foreign countries that are unpopular are dealing with large amounts of money overseas. They've got to bring it back to the United States. They may bring it back through various kinds of, Cayman Island or Virgin Island or other bypasses that are considered to be money laundering havens. But as long as the money is legitimate to begin with, it's not illegal, not like terror money from HSBC in their case, or drug money in HSBC, both of which Mueller, the Department of Justice, gave HSBC a pass on, no criminal indictments. I think that makes this case look ridiculous. Mm. You know, here's a case where there's obviously, I don't see there's any criminal activity, so the money was not tainted, and it's not illegal to bring it back through the Cayman Islands. Now, the question is whether they paid taxes on it, and my guess is they had very good accounting at, you know, other legal advice when the money came into the United States as to how to use it. Now, if they tried to evade taxes, that's a crime, and will have consequences, but often...
But they haven't even mentioned anything like that.
Pardon me?
They're not even saying anything like that.
Yes, they do. They're basically, it's a tax case.
I mean, so they're saying because he was avoiding taxes in Ukraine?
No, because when he brought the money in the United States, he didn't report all the money. They may have done things like buy properties and get loans and what they realized.
Oh, you mean like the same type of financial disclosure forms that Hillary Clinton and the FBI didn't file for getting the dossier?
See, that's the thing. I mean, if you compare this to what the Clinton Foundation has done, what Manafort did is small potatoes. I mean, he may have, you know, $10, $15 million here, or maybe as much as $40 million. But the Clintons were dealing in money laundering with billions of dollars that they didn't report.
That's why I think that they really don't have anything, and I think it will end up backfiring on the Democrats, which both of us agree, because anything that they try to bring down Manafort on, the Democrats, Podesta's, Clintons are guilty of 10 times. So there's really no winning situation. Oh, but wait, there might actually be, Dr. Corsi. Have you seen this? The judges in Paul Manafort's case, Deborah Robinson and Amy Berman Jackson, do you know who these judges are? Bill Clinton appointee and a Barack Obama appointee.
In fact, one of the judges, I think the first judge who's hearing the case, gave Hillary a pass on Benghazi.
That's correct, sir.
Yes, that's right. And so, I mean, these are, again, partisan judges appointed by Obama and Clinton. We've seen this whole U.S. judges, district judges throughout the country, which have done everything opposing Trump. So I don't expect that, you know, Manafort is going to get any breaks from these two judges. Mm-hmm. But the problem is these two judges better follow the law, because if they don't, Manafort will get out on appeal, even if they make a technical mistake in the trial.
Well, and that'll be interesting, you know, that'll be an interesting thing to watch, because these liberal judges seem to not really actually care about the law or Constitution. But here's another way they have the deck stacked against Manafort in this deal. The Mueller D.C. grand jury is pulled from a population that voted 93% for Hillary Clinton. That's the highest in the nation. Literally, they've tried to cover all the angles to rig this thing, Jerry.
Well, look, further, you're going to have the case tried in District of Columbia. So whatever jury you're going to get is going to be a jury very biased. It's going to be hard to get a jury that's not biased.
Literally, 93% for Hillary. It's the highest in the country.
And so, you know, the whole thing is rigged against Manafort. Now, what's going to happen, first of all, and I don't think this is going to – don't expect this to be resolved anytime near soon. I mean, just filing motions in this case –
In fact, I wouldn't be shocked if they want to drag this thing out for 4 years to try to use it to demonize Trump, even though they have nothing.
It could be, but, you know, it's going to be a very boring case for 4 years. I mean, I've done a lot of reporting on courts and the motions and the things that are discussed in pretrial hearings in courts are so arcane that for the average person, you don't even know what they're talking about. I mean, they're going to be talking about standards of evidence, what's admissible, what's not admissible, how various rulings are going to be interpreted. Are they going to want discovery? They're going to want to take depositions. There's all kinds of legal motions here.
What about the legality of some of the evidence that they have against Manafort and it not being constitutional the way that they got it?
Well, I think there's a fundamental flaw in the entire Mueller operation. That is, I think that the GPS fusion, this fusion GPS document, was used by the Department of Justice to get FISA electronic surveillance on virtually everybody they're interested in indicting. And so once it comes down to that, I think virtually all the evidence they've got from wiretaps and from electronic surveillance is going to be thrown out. The only evidence you're going to have against Manafort is his tax records and various emails or other records. But that's all going to only be a very technical tax evasion case. Now, it could be a serious case, but it also is a lot less serious than money laundering, and it has nothing to do with collusion, has nothing to do with Russia. Ukraine is not Russia, and this money came from Ukraine.
Well, CNN said an apple is an apple, so Ukraine is Russia, Jerry.
Yeah, well, not in this case, because Ukraine wasn't trying to influence the election. That's never been one of the charges. Hillary Clinton's biggest donor is Ukraine. Of all the foreign countries that have given money to Hillary Clinton, Ukraine is at the top of the list.
Or how about this, though, Jerry? You know, if Mueller is really looking for the Russian collusion aspect of this, I think the biggest bombshell that he could reveal was that the Russians actually hacked into the DNC's emails and released them through WikiLeaks. Why wouldn't Mueller then demand that the DNC and CrowdStrike release their evidence that it was from Russia? Why hasn't Mueller demanded that, which would be the biggest evidence against President Trump colluding with Russia? Could it be because it's not true?
Well, of course it's not true. And we, you know, this was revealed. The Nation did a major article. I've written about it extensively. All the metadata from the Guccifer 2 shows that it was really an inside job. This was someone who came in and downloaded, with access to the DNC computers, all the emails they wanted.
Maybe they Seth hacked. Rich?
Yeah, I mean, Seth Rich. And virtually, Assange has said it was Seth Rich. He's been asked it two or three times. He's virtually said yes. He said it was not Russia. It wasn't a government actor. So it had to have been Seth Rich. He was the most logical candidate, and all fingers pointed to it being Seth Rich. Now, Seth Rich did the DNC leaking to WikiLeaks. You know, the whole idea of collusion here, remember, it's not a crime to talk to the Russians. It's not a crime to have a meeting with the Russian ambassador. I mean, what possibly could Trump have done, even if he was talking to Russia?
No. You need to restate that, Dr. Corsi. It's not a crime unless you're associated with Trump. See, it's okay when the Democrats meet with Kitchniak or whatever his name is, and Obama says, oh, just wait till I'm president again. We'll make more deals. Tell Putin that. That's not. That's cool. But as soon as you are around Trump, now it's illegal. I mean, that's the law, right?
And the problem is that, for instance, collusion, there's no law on collusion. Collusion is not a term in the law.
Clinton says it enough, right, it becomes law.
Right. Well, there is no law.
It's all ridiculous. Jerry Corsi, thank you. Excellent work at Infowars.com. As always, folks, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room.
Infowars.com/.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking.
It's pretty amazing how you've got all of this information going around, all of these payments going around, this dossier floating around, and the clear witch hunt against President Trump. And for someone like Hillary Clinton, that Barack Obama said was the most qualified person ever to become president, someone so informed, so smart, running for president of the United States. I mean, such an educated woman, clearly on top of her game, not suffering from, you know, seizures and falling over and coughing spells and almost dying. No, nothing like that. But it's amazing. Somebody so informed, so intellectual, so amazing. And then the DNC and Obama, all of these acclaimed people. And yet no one knows who funded the dossier. Trey Gowdy doesn't understand.
Of campaign expenditures is a criminal offense.
Well, I'm not an election law expert, Chris, but the good news is you don't have to be to understand the absurdity of believing that you can launder all of your campaign money by just hiring a law firm. I mean, imagine if you and I were running for Congress and we just hired a law firm and said, hey, you go do all the oppo, you go buy all the television, you go buy all the bumper stickers, you go hire all the experts, and we're going to launder all of this through a law firm. I can't think of anything that defeats the purpose of transparency laws more than that. So I am interested in that, and I am also interested in sharing some memory tricks with folks at the DNC, because no one can remember who paid $10 million to a law firm to do oppo research. I find that stunning. $10 million, and no one can remember who authorized it, who approved it, who said, yeah, this is a really good idea. So you got two issues, a memory issue, and then the lack of transparency by laundering money through a.
Yeah, I think the issue here actually is even simpler than that. You have to, if you support Hillary Clinton right now, there's only two realities that you have to live with. One, she is a completely incompetent moron, or B, she is the most corrupt politician in the history of the United States. Think about it. She has no idea what classified means on an email. She doesn't understand that she can't have a private offsite server that is potentially hackable or easily manipulatable by, you know, anybody out there, because it's not a secured server, which she also had classified documents on. Shocking. Then you've got the DNC while she's running to be president, and you know she was basically running the DNC with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. They got caught red-handed rigging the election against Bernie Sanders. And yet nobody knows who paid for the Trump dossier? So again, these are facts. This is no conjecture. So is Hillary Clinton either the most incompetent moron in the history of politics, or is she the most corrupt politician in the history of politics? We're about to get more into the Vegas shooting here with Shepard Ambliss on the other side, but in this quick short segment here, obviously, it's obvious she's the most corrupt ever of all time. But how can anybody not have that simple common sense, that simple logic and reasoning to say, wow, Hillary Clinton either broke the law knowingly or broke the law because she's that stupid?
Well, just the propaganda, obviously, the information war is how they've got it geared to the average person. You know, these people are just going to be able to go on with this and carry on with whatever they want. And you know, it's fine for them to do it. But like you said, as soon as Trump, it doesn't even do anything and they're just making stuff up. So it's a total double standard.
Of course, you know, Hillary Clinton hung around the likes of Harvey Weinstein and others. Here's just more Clinton incompetence. Here is her in a commercial featuring Kevin Spacey. Go to break with her and Spacey, guys.
Hello. Washington, D.C. is so boring during the summer that I like to entertain myself by, well, having some fun with my predecessors.
Hello?
Hi, Hill. It's Bill.
I just want to make sure you don't forget my birthday is coming up, right?
Yes, I know, Bill.
Do you know what you're getting me yet?
I told you.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
We've got new breaking intel right now on the New York Manhattan truck attack. This does not look good. We will get into some stuff with the Vegas cover up here in a second too. But real quick, I have not even plugged yet today, folks. And none of this would be possible. None of this coverage, none of these breaking reports, none of these eyewitness reports, none of these great guests, none of the articles that we write that are months ahead of its time on InfoWars.com. None of it would be possible without you going to InfoWarsStore.com and supporting us. Wow, big new special. I didn't even know. DNA Force, 25% off. This must be a new one. This must be new today. We did not have this special yesterday. This is huge. 25% off DNA Force. Folks, honestly, of all of the products at InfoWarsStore.com, you want to talk about groundbreaking? You want to talk about life-changing? I would say, for me personally, wow, I mean, the water filters, the air filters, and then nascent iodine. But DNA Force, this is a serious product, folks. There's a reason why it is not cheap, because it is the real deal. Now, this is a product that we've had at InfoWarsStore.com for a while now. But what you're hearing now on some TV ads is they're trying to market a similar product. Well, we debuted the product. We groundbroke the product, and we still have the best product. So when you hear ads for repairing your telomeres and extending your life, don't be confused. That's what DNA Force is. DNA Force was the groundbreaking product, and DNA Force is still the best product with the best ingredients. And it's now 25% off, folks. That is one you definitely want to take advantage of. And I know the people that are regular users of DNA Force like myself are going to be rushing to take advantage of this 25% off special. And this is a product that we can't always keep in stock. So, folks, 25% off DNA Force. Now is the time to take advantage of that special on DNA Force while supplies last. That is big. 25% off DNA Force. We also just introduced 25% off Biome Defense 50. That's back in stock as well. So 25% off those great products. In addition to all the 50% offs we have right now, including Silver Bullet, Brain Force, Anthroplex, Winter Sun. The list just goes on and on and on. And of course, you've seen Alex showing off some of our newest t-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. Hats, water filters, water bottles, coffee mugs, the list goes on and on, flags. I mean, it's just incredible, everything we have at InfoWarsStore.com. So support us, help us expand to the next level in the face of the globalists and the fake news that hate us oh so much. Okay, well, we've been saying it because we're not afraid to be politically incorrect. We go with our gut, we go with our instinct, and we are always, I would say, ahead of the curve when it comes to breaking news. Had all the earmarks of a radical Islamic terror attack. Now they are saying this looks like a terror attack. and images and videos are starting to emerge of the alleged attacker, the alleged assailant. Guys, is this a video I want to go to audio with too? So here you can see, this is the guy trying to flee the scene, and he's got a big old beard, and it looks like he's wielding some sort of, I can't tell what he's wielding. If is it a machete or a gun, guys? Okay, he's got fake guns.
Then you get to New Jersey, right?
Fake guns, you're telling me?
There's the Lincoln Tunnel.
So he's running around apparently with a BB gun and a paintball gun. Now, both of those guns do have a bit of a sound when you discharge them, if you will, but nothing that would be confused for an actual gunshot, a firearm with a bullet. So we still have questions on the narrative that there were people that were shot, which would then, if people were indeed shot, that would add new questions into the fold. Where are those guns? Was there a second gunman that got out of the vehicle? But they are reporting now this event seems to be terror-related, rented a truck, drove it on the pedestrian area, mulled over multiple people. They're saying at least six dead. And this man apparently shouted Allahu Akbar and was stroking his Muslim beard as he was, well, he was just practicing the loving, peaceful, tolerant religion of Islam and murdering the infidels. There is the scene of the crime. Appears there's the Home Depot truck that he rented, smashed it into something there, and then tried to flee the scene before he was apprehended. And of course, police are saying no other suspects, no more danger. They've arrested the only suspect. And in this Snapchat, you can see even there, they're saying a car accident and a shooting. So, wow, that is interesting. Me and Shepard were talking in the break. I have a strange feeling that that this was part of maybe even something bigger, and there might be maybe more things planned tonight, unfortunately.
Absolutely. It's just, you know, and it comes at a perfect timing. This is Halloween. We're moving into the, you know, the November 2nd to 4th era.
Yep.
You know, I expect something could happen too. So much chaos lately in the news. They're going to need something else in the cycle, keep everything going. I don't know. It's very odd, though, right off the bat, this guy's supposedly carrying a paintball gun, a BB gun, yet they say shots fired.
Yeah, nobody.
Suspicious.
Yeah, if you get, I mean, I've been hit with a BB and a paintball gun. It's not going to stop you from walking.
No.
I mean, you can usually walk away from that. It might be a little painful. I guess it could blind you or something, but you wouldn't be reporting that as a firearm, a gunshot, you know, being fired off. You wouldn't even hear it from an apartment where that video was coming from.
Maybe the guy wanted to do like a suicide by cop scenario or something. I mean, what, like, why would you be flailing a paintball gun and a BB gun around and not expect to get shot?
Yeah,
or
very strange.
You know?
And again, it's also strange because, you know, and then the one guy, the eyewitness they had on CNN, again, it's fake news, CNN, so you take that into account. But the guy, the eyewitness they had on, said he didn't see any guns.
None.
So, but that video clearly shows the guy waving and wielding the guns around.
How bizarre. How bizarre. I mean, it doesn't get any stranger than that.
I mean, it's just like, oh, man. So we'll continue to monitor this situation. Guys, were there any other updates that you saw that I need to address here? No? Okay, we pretty much got those all out of the way. We'll continue to monitor this situation, guys. We've got the news on here. I've got the news on my desk here as well. NYC law enforcement is now saying it appears to be terror-related. You saw the images of the suspect running from the scene, wielding a paintball gun and a BB gun, allegedly in the air with his big beard. But eyewitnesses also said they didn't see him have any guns. So we're just going to try to flesh this all out as it is all breaking. Well, we're about out of time in this segment. We know that Antifa is planning violence this coming weekend. Tonight is Halloween. But I think that there is even an aspect, and it's been reported on now by people like Jack Posobiec, that Antifa has actually allied itself with ISIS.
Well, that's pretty fitting, you know. And to have a group like Antifa start conducting more and more violent acts and ramping it up. And after they've basically got their tentacles into every state in the United States, you know, they're spread out. It's now a network. You know, it's almost like a cell, if you think about it.
And, of course, you've got the strange angle of Stephen Paddock possibly being a firearms dealer, too. Don't forget about that angle. And then I've got a stack of news here, folks. There have been, to me, a very odd number, a very high number of gun stores robbed in the last couple of months, specifically here in Texas. Now, I'm going to have Michael Cargill on. He's from Central Texas Gunworks here in Texas. Talk about that at 5:30. So just another interesting angle. You had the Vegas massacre October 1st. You just had the Manhattan truck massacre on October 31st. Antifa plans violence for this weekend. And there's drills being operated that the power grid could go down. Is this the edge of the storm? Are we on the edge of the storm that President Trump warned about? Don't go anywhere.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute 1 part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now now, we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
To the War Room. We are right now waiting on the New York Police Department press conference, which they are getting set up right now. So we will keep tabs on that. And as soon as they go live, we will carry it. So let's just go ahead and try to squeeze this in while we're waiting for this. Now, the Vegas shooting sent police into the underground tunnels in Las Vegas. You may have been hearing about the underground tunnels in Las Vegas. Well, they are real, and the police went down to those tunnels during the shooting. Here's that report.
First massacre touched just about every corner of southern Nevada, but something we haven't heard about, the underground. The I-Team's Vanessa Murphy brings you this exclusive story about where the SWAT team ended up.
These underground tunnels of Las Vegas are usually quiet.
You know, World War III was hitting.
But on October 1st, some of the people who have made these flood channels home...
That was kind of scary.
...were visited by police officers in tactical gear.
And they called us out. So we have our hands in the air, you know, did what they said.
So these are some of the people that live in this underground tunnel.
And they had M16s.
It apparently has no light either.
It's time to go. Girls, yeah, you got to go too. If you got to get something, get it quick.
I was like, oh my God, what is going on? Because we still, at that point, didn't know what was going on.
So these are some of the people that...
A gunman opened fire from the 32nd floor of Mandalay Bay, killing 58 and wounding more than 500. This tunnel is located underneath the Las Vegas Strip near Mandalay Bay.
And I'm telling you, there was ambulance.
But obviously they went into that tunnel because they would have had some intel that there were shooters on the ground. Or maybe in hotels.
Can I grab my purse?
All right, hey, go ahead and pull that down. So police went into the tunnels during the Las Vegas shooting. Let's now go to the New York Police Department press conference on the truck attack in Manhattan.
The dead and injured were just going about their days, heading home from work or from school or enjoying the afternoon sun on bicycles. This is a tragedy of the greatest magnitude for many people, for many families here in New York City and beyond today. I want to commend the response of our NYPD officer that was on post near the location who stopped the carnage moments after it began.
Also, it wasn't the ACLU, it was a police officer.
The fire department and EMS personnel surely helped save additional lives. So I said, I'll give more of a chronology in a couple of minutes, but right now I'd like to introduce Mayor de Blasio.
Boo! Sorry, not to politicize the tragedy. This guy sucks, though.
Horrible tragedy on the west side. Let me
see, the fact that I have to listen to Blasio and Cuomo in this thing really irks me.
And
I have to get a report from Cuomo and de Blasio.
Aimed at innocent civilians, aimed at people going about their lives, who had no idea of what was about to hit them.
We know of eight
innocent people who have lost their lives and over a dozen more injured. We know that this action was intended to break our spirit. But we also know New Yorkers are strong, New Yorkers are resilient.
So it was a terror
attack. Our spirit will never be moved by an act of violence, an act meant to intimidate us. We have been tested before as a city, very near the site of today's tragedy.
It was near the World Trade Center.
New Yorkers do not give in the face of these kinds of actions. We'll respond as we always do. We will be undeterred. And I want to thank everyone at the NYPD, all our first responders, for their extraordinary efforts in the midst of this tragedy, starting with the officer who stopped this tragedy from continuing, all of the first responders who came to the aid of those who were injured. Investigation
is underway. That's an officer in the New York Police Department,
all the
not
facts
the
of what
ACLU.
We'll play today, of course, will be preliminary. But we know we will get down to the bottom of what happened. I want to ask all New Yorkers, all Americans, to keep the families of those lost in your thoughts and prayers. They will need our support. And I want to ask all New Yorkers to be vigilant. We know it's Halloween night, and we know in the days ahead people will be uneasy. We ask all New Yorkers to live by the idea if you see something, say
something. Yeah, because Antifa is planning violence.
If you see anything unusual, anything that worries
allied with ISIS.
Be vigilant.
I see something unusual. You being the mayor, that's unusual.
Deployments of NYPD officers this evening and throughout the days ahead. We will also keep you posted as this investigation continues and as the NYPD gains more information. Governor Cuomo.
Thank you. First, our thoughts and prayers are with those New Yorkers who we lost today. It reminds us all how precious life is. They left the house this morning. They were enjoying the beautiful
west side of
Manhattan.
Unless it's, you're aborting a baby, then it's okay.
On a beautiful fall day, and they're not going to be returning home. And that shock and that pain is going to be very real. And our thoughts and our prayers are with all of them. Our first responders did an extraordinary job. The NYPD, the FDNY, the FBI, the New York State Police, EMS. We have the finest security on the globe. And to see them in action.
Oh, really?
Today,
that's why this attack happened, huh?
Once again. The new terrorist tactic.
Wait till we find out about this attacker, guys.
Publicly, are these lone wolves who commit an act of terror.
lone wolves? He says it plural.
A couple of hours, but at this point, there's no evidence to suggest a wider plot or a wider scheme. But the actions of one individual who meant to cause pain and harm and probably death.
So he's going to say that this was a lone wolf terror attack, even though he just admitted it's been multiple people when he said lone wolves.
More police everywhere.
Sorry, the crew in here is telling me I'm being insensitive right now, okay, but I'm sick of Bill de Blasio and Governor Cuomo, okay? I'm sorry. I'm sick of them. I'm sorry.
Any ongoing threat or any additional threat, it is just out of vigilance and out of caution. And the truth is New York is an international symbol of freedom and democracy. That's what we are, and we are proud of it. That also makes us a target for those people who oppose those concepts. And we've lived with this.
You mean the people
before.
That President Trump doesn't want to let in the
before.
Country?
We feel the pain today, but we go forward together, and we go forward stronger than ever.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to
it
let
sounds
them
like a Mayor Khan response
and
in
if
London.
We change our lives. We
all right,
contort
folks.
Ourselves to them.
Change our lives. Uh-huh. Oh, man. I don't think I can really cover this without making someone upset, because this is just a load of crap, especially if it turns out to be another terrorist attack, folks. That's what it looks like it's going to be. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the War Room. Roger Stone on the other side.
Always through such strong resistance.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With it, Unit's unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, we're back here in the War Room, and we are about to go into the Stone Zone with Roger Stone. They're trying to silence Roger Stone on Twitter, but Roger Stone will not be silenced, and he will always have a platform here at InfoWars. Roger, the witch hunt against President Trump and the fake Russian collusion narrative being waged against him is backfiring on the Democrats, and anyone doing critical research into this realizes that they still haven't proved with a lick of evidence that Trump colluded with Russia.
Well, and Owen, I think it's very important to point out this extraordinary interview with Laura Ingraham by White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. Let me read here for a moment from the Daily Wire. President Donald Trump's chief of staff said Monday that the Justice Department should appoint a special counsel to investigate the Democrats. John Kelly called for a probe into that controversial uranium deal that occurred during the administration of former President Barack Obama. He also wants an investigation into the dossier compiled on Donald Trump during the 2006 presidential campaign, filled with false allegations of wrongdoing. Oh, and the story here is pretty clear. Well, somebody over at the White House is watching the war room, because as you know, this is exactly what we advocated yesterday. The appointment of a special prosecutor charged specifically with investigating Uranium One would essentially immobilize those up to their knees in the cover-up. Those would be former FBI Director Robert Mueller, former FBI Director James Comey, current Associate FBI Director Andrew McCabe. He's the one who, of course, authorized the federal payments to GPS Fusion for the dirty dossier. And then lastly, lo and behold, former U.S. Attorney, now Assistant Attorney General, Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein. Now that's a motley crew. Donald Trump doesn't have to fire anybody, but assuming that that quartet is under federal investigation, they would, under the rules, have to step down from their current positions.
And as you said, this is an interview from General Kelly. I mean, that is huge that this would come from the lips of General Kelly last night on the new Fox show, The Ingram Angle. It makes me wonder, Roger, and I'd like to get your expert analysis on this or even your insider take if you have some insider knowledge. How much are, just for lack of a better phrase, how much are Trump and his cabinet that are on Trump's side and not in the deep state playing possum with this Russian investigation only to let them dig themselves a hole so deep that when it comes back on them, they can't get out?
Well, I think that the White House realizes, Owen, that when Robert Mueller fired his first salvo, he missed. He indicted Paul Manafort and his longtime deputy, a guy I know, Rick Gates, for tax and money laundering conspiracies and also for reporting violations under both the Foreign Agents Registration Act and the Foreign Bank Account Reporting Act, false statements against the Foreign Agent Registration Act and other false statements. It's ironic that all of these counts involve the proceeds of Manafort's lobbying activities, but more importantly, his political consulting on behalf of the ruling party of Ukraine, which was, as you know, overthrown by the British in the Obama administration in a coup that was led by neo-Nazis in 2014. That's right. The Obama administration helped neo-Nazis overthrow the democratically elected government of Ukraine, elected with the assistance of Paul Manafort, perfectly legally, I might add. And at the same time, because I think Mueller wanted to avoid the obvious, which is that none of these charges relate to Russian collusion, he threw in this fellow, George Papadopoulos, who it appears to me to be a volunteer on the Trump campaign, a member of a paper foreign policy advisory committee with almost 50 members, a committee that met once, never met with Donald Trump. And it's very clear that this guy Papadopoulos had no authority whatsoever in the Trump campaign.
And I think that the reason Trump is calling him out for pleading guilty is because he kind of looks at it as a cowardly act. That he didn't have to do that, but I guess we'll find out about that. But regardless, as you said, Roger, this was a peon, if he even had that status in Trump's campaign. I mean, he was a nothing, really, in Trump's campaign. So, again, it really doesn't have anything to do with Trump colluding with Russia. But it's also worth mentioning George Soros was also responsible in some of the funding that went into the overthrow of Ukraine. I think, though, that the most sickening part of this, Roger, is that when you get down to the nitty-gritty about this litigation process that's being waged against Manafort and Gates right now, the two judges that are going to be hearing this case, a Clinton appointee and an Obama appointee in the D.C. grand jury area that is pulled from the population that voted 93% for Hillary, highest in the nation. If that isn't a pig circus, I don't know what is.
Well, despite the fact that I think this is a very weak case, Owen, Manafort and his lawyers must be concerned about the jury pool in D.C. And the fact that he is clearly facing two politicized judges. Yeah, I really do think Mueller took his shot here prematurely because they needed to counteract the media frenzy, which occurred, you know, when the House Intelligence Committee secured the bank records of Fusion GPS, the firm which hired M16's Orbis Intelligence and the former British intelligence agent Christopher Steele to peddle trash for cash against Manafort and at the behest of the Clinton campaign and the DNC. The so-called dirty dossier, the keystone of what Alex Jones called PeePeeGate, as Steele's work is called around InfoWars, peddled the lie that Trump was just a Manchurian candidate, completely controlled by Putin as a result of these alleged sexual deviancies. At the same time, the FBI will turn over its Christopher Steele file this week to the House Intelligence Committee and the Senate Judiciary Committee, who began exploring collusion between the Clintons, the Obama administration, the FBI in their first attempt to wreck Donald Trump's campaign and now his presidency. The coup was beginning to implode. That's why Mueller had to make his move. And it's ironic that it comes just on the eve of the president's historic trip to China. Therefore, I guess the globalists thought that crucial action was needed, and therefore they rolled out the trumped-up Manafort Gates Papadopoulos charges.
Yeah, and of course, again, for the reason that you just mentioned, they got the bank records from Fusion GPS, and the entire Clinton Uranium One deal was entering the fold in all of, you know, fair media out there. It was really hitting the fold again on social media, so they had to do something to derail that momentum. And I think that bringing these charges against Manafort is exactly to do that, just to distract from the truth. But I was thinking maybe in the segment with Jerry Corsi earlier that they're going to try to drag this out over 4 years to try to use this as a character assassination against Trump for 4 years.
Well, it's interesting to me that Mueller assigned this hit job to his protege, Andrew Weissmann. This guy Weissmann is known for multiple incidents of rabid prosecutorial misconduct during the Enron investigations and uses tactics such as fabricated indictments against family members to turn targets into prosecutorial witnesses. It's an outrage, Owen.
Yep, and he also uses intimidation tactics as well. We'll be right back on the other side of this break with Roger Stone and more of The War Room. Don't go anywhere.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the bio-PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep.
Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rice freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room, folks. We've got Roger Stone on the line with us. Quick update. Again, there has been a truck attack and a shooting at the same time, perhaps the same person, in New York City, in Manhattan. A rented truck hops onto the pedestrian walkway bicycle area, kills at least six people, injures multiple others. And they are now investigating it as a terror attack. We do have some images of the suspect that was arrested. And though you can't really see much, you can tell that he has a big beard. Nothing wrong with that, but that does point to one thing, radical Islamic terror. And that, strangely enough, he was apparently wielding a paintball gun and a BB gun, which just adds more questions as to why he had those and how there could have been a shooting if that was the case. Where was the gun that shot people? But we'll continue to keep our tabs on that as details develop there. Let's now go back to Roger Stone. Let's pick it up where we left off, Roger. I think that they basically, because of the indictment of Manafort, they basically said this is pretty much all we got. I mean, they've been looking into Trump, his family, and everything. And if this is what they're coming down with, I think to me that says that this is what we got. This is what we're going to use. And because it's a nothing burger, I think they're going to have to continue to kind of keep feeding their brainwashed minions crap, literally, like, you know, the old saying, you know, feed them crap and keep them in the dark. They're going to keep feeding their brainwashed minions crap. And they're going to continue to believe in this Trump-Russia collusion thing because this Manafort case is just going to kind of sit in limbo for the next 3 years.
Well, Owen, it's extraordinary that the prosecutor sought and the magistrate agreed to a $10 million bail for Manafort and house arrest in lieu of detention, a $5 million bail for Gates, also with house arrest. This is ridiculously punitive in a white-collar case, particularly since Manafort was informed, as we told you first right here at InfoWars, that he would be indicted, and he poses no flight risk. I'd like to focus for a moment on this fellow Papadopoulos, because something here doesn't smell right. His charges are based on FBI interviews that were conducted in January, February 2016. That's before the firing of FBI Director Comey and before Mueller was even appointed special counsel. Papadopoulos has degrees from DePaul University in Chicago, from the University of London, and from the London School of Economics. Now, here's what's strange. His entire work history is rabidly anti-Russian and anti-China. It also seems to be very connected to the intelligence community. He was at the Jamestown Foundation here in the United States. First, then following his advanced degrees, he was a research associate at the super neocon Hudson Institute. Then following his time at Hudson, he moved to London to work for a British company. Followed after that as a director of the Center of International Energy and National Resource Law and Security, a division of the London Center for International Law Practice. Now, he was the chief foreign policy advisor for Ben Carson. And, of course, Ben Carson's foreign policy team was headed by the former CIA rogue Dewey Claridge. This is the guy who ran Iran-Contra. Remember Iran-Contra? They were selling drugs illegally in the United States to illegally finance the war in Central America after Congress cut off U.S. funds in the Boland Amendment. So according to the wild tale that this guy Papadopoulos tells, he met somebody in a London bar, a professor named Joseph Mifsud, who claimed he had deep ties to the Kremlin. Mifsud told Papadopoulos that the Russians had thousands of emails of Hillary and dirt on her, at which point Papadopoulos starts bombarding the Trump campaign with emails about setting up an official meeting between the Russians and Donald Trump. He keeps saying the Russians are on board on this. No evidence of that. No meeting ever really happens. Donald Trump knows nothing about this. Evidently, Paul Manafort says in writing at the time, absolutely not. Who is this guy? He's poison. So this is the source of an indictment. So this looks like a setup to me, very much like the setup of Donald Trump Jr. in the meeting with the Russian lawyer who has no visa to get in the United States. But boom, there she is.
Yeah, and then she's also sitting on the Hill during congressional meetings. I want to read this tweet from President Trump, where he essentially called out Papadopoulos, and I wanted to get your opinion on that. I'm trying to scroll through Trump's tweets here to find that, but essentially I think he was saying that Papadopoulos was, here we go, the fake news is working overtime, as Paul Manafort's lawyer said. There was no collusion, and events mentioned took place long before he came to the campaign. Few people knew the young, low-level volunteer named George, who has already proven to be a liar. Check the Dems. What do you make of President Trump calling Papadopoulos a liar?
Well, I think that's exactly right. It appears that he was wearing a wire for almost 3 months, which sounds to me like entrapment. If this is Robert Mueller's big witness, I think he's got a loser on his hands. Now, I got to tell you, Owen, I've been in 10 Republican presidential campaigns, or I should say 9 Republican presidential campaigns and 1 Libertarian presidential campaign for my good friend Gary Johnson. And I can tell you, it is standard to set up these issue advisory committees, which are entirely pro forma. They're paper. They're for the purposes of a press release. This guy had no authority, wasn't on the payroll, didn't even have a security pass for the headquarters. He wasn't allowed in the place without having an appointment with somebody. Yet, from the outside, he starts bombarding the Trump campaign officials, including Rick Dearborn, the chief issues coordinator, with this idea to have meetings in London at the highest level with officials from the Kremlin, and yes, including Donald J. Trump himself. That was the proposal. I want to stress again, no such meeting ever happened. And Manafort specifically nixed these meetings in writing. But here's the rub, Owen. These emails were turned over to Mr. Mueller by the Trump White House, by the Trump campaign, which proves that the lawyer, Ty Cobb, who represents the president and says, oh, just give Mueller everything he wants. He's a good guy. He'll understand. That is exactly wrongheaded. You're handing Mr. Mueller the rope that he will fashion to try, illegitimately, to hang you.
Do you think there's an assumption on Ty Cobb's behalf that the American people are smart enough not to fall for it?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure about any lawyer who goes around naming himself after a famous baseball player. What's that all about?
Well, I don't know if he named himself that, Roger.
Well, I mean, he could have done something a bit more original, or maybe his parents should have, in any event. But look, there's two schools of thought there. One is that you cooperate with Mueller and he'll determine that there was nothing there that's indictable. There is no Russian collusion and he'll just go away. That is the view of a naive, non-political reporter who doesn't understand that this is plan A of the globalists. Plan A. Robert Mueller flips Paul Manafort and gets Paul Manafort, who's facing a long time in jail and millions in fines, to bear false witness against the president, say, okay, yes, you got me. I was colluding with
but
the Russians.
But you don't suspect that's going to happen.
I think there's zero chance that happens, which means move to plan B, the 25th Amendment. You heard it here on InfoWars first, folks. This is coming. There is an effort that will be run largely by Republicans to declare the president non compos mentis and to put the vice president into the Oval Office and then allow him to choose a vice president subject to confirmation by the U.S. Senate. And that individual is planned to be none other than Congressman Speaker Paul Ryan.
Sorry, Roger. I just vomited a little bit on air. Roger, thank you for the excellent intel and expertise as usual. Final 10 seconds here. Anything to share with our audience?
I will be broadcasting out of Austin tomorrow. I will be filling in for Alex Jones in the latter part of his show, and I'll be joining you live on the War Room. And we're going to have a special report on the 25th Amendment scheme that is coming down the road.
There it is, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Okay, folks, you want to know what type of liberal lunacy, mental disorder nonsense we're dealing with in New York City? No, I'm not bashing Cuomo and de Blasio, as I was told I was insensitive doing earlier, and maybe I was, but this is a New York legislator, Jennifer Schwartz Berkey, who got pulled over by a police officer for speeding and then went into, I don't even know what you would call this, a spasm, I mean, this is really next level stuff from a New York legislator. Look at this response from her when she gets pulled over for speeding.
You have to calm down.
I have PTSD.
The reason why I pulled you over was because you were going 43 and a 30, which was 13 over, okay?
I was going at the same pace as every car. I couldn't go slower. They honk. Honk at you. I have PTSD.
This is real footage, folks.
I'm going to protest this in court. And you're telling me that you singled me out.
Oh, she's above the law.
You're telling me, right? And then everyone was going at the same pace, right? Drive on that road at 30 miles an hour all the time.
Are you going to listen to me or
yes, I will listen to you, and you're not going to let me go, even though we got me legislator. And I always do everything right, and I follow the law, and I was at the same pace as every other car.
Ma'am, you're going to let me explain this to you here? You let me talk, okay? And then I'll give you a chance to talk, okay?
Just tell me what you're doing here with the ticket, because I am late for a job meeting, and this is my career. Sorry, I'm having a panic attack.
Okay. You need medical attention? You like me to call you an ambulance? I've explained everything to you already.
But I didn't understand. Okay, and that's why
I've been here for about 30 minutes explaining.
30 minutes with this nutcase.
I'm interview now, okay, and I'm asking you.
I have other stuff that I need to do.
I know, but I'm a taxpayer in Ulster County.
Okay, and I've accommodated you, and I've explained everything to you to the best of my ability.
You didn't explain the previous one.
Yes, I did, ma'am. I'm not going
to
argue with you any further.
No, I didn't.
Okay. You need medical attention? You like me to call you an ambulance?
I can't.
Okay, if you want to sit down, I can explain this to you, okay?
You're going to give me a ticket.
Wow. Again, a New York lawmaker who should be fired immediately. If she had any character, she'd resign herself. Jennifer Berkey goes crazy after being issued a citation for speeding. Now, the irony of this is, I'm actually on her side. I hate speed limits. I think every speed limit should be increased 15 miles per hour tomorrow, if not more. But regardless, look at how she responds when she gets pulled over, folks. You don't think this woman has a mental disorder? I don't care what mental disorder you want to chalk it up as. This woman is mentally deranged. She starts saying she has PTSD and hyperventilating. PTSD from what? She thinks she's above the law and tells the police officer that she's going to protest the ticket in court because she's a lawmaker and she's above the law. And she's been traumatized by the whole experience, mind you. Wow. You know, we've been trying to tell you the type of people we're dealing with on the left, specifically politically. And then you see a video like that, and it really just illustrates exactly how real it is, folks. Okay? Look no further than Nancy Pelosi. Look no further than Maxine Waters. Look no further than John McCain. And look no further than Jennifer Schwartz Berkey. If you want to see the truly mad, the truly mentally deranged, mentally defective people that are running our country, we have to drain the swamp.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now Brain Force Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Terror attack in New York, folks, and we're about to have some footage. The crew is working on this right now. Jake Tapper, wow, just when you thought Jake Tapper couldn't get any dumber than Tweety Bird, wow, we'll have that clip for you guys here in a little bit. But now we're joined by Lee Stranahan from citizenjournalismschool.com. You can find him on Twitter, you can find him at thepopulist.us. Now, Lee Stranahan was all over the actual Ukrainian, how the Obama administration was trying to rig elections there, how there was also collusion with the Ukraine and the Podestas and so forth. But you've actually made an interesting point that I want to get to here, considering the news coming with the Manafort indictment, and that is that Russia actually doesn't even view Manafort in a very high regard.
No, not at all. This is just real simple. Russia has political consultants, okay? So when Russia, there's two reasons they don't like him. Number one, he was getting paid millions of dollars by the government of Ukraine. And when that happened, the Russians looked at Yanukovych, who was president of Ukraine, and said, why are you giving this American millions of dollars? Why not spend it with Russian political consultants? But the second thing was, and this is crucial, and it's very anti-narrative, Owen. This goes completely against the narrative. Right before the Ukrainian, what's called the Maidan Revolution, at the end of 2013, Manafort gave Yanukovych advice. Now, do you think he told me, based on what you know from the mainstream media, if you're just watching the media, would you think that Manafort's advice was to get closer with Putin or to get closer with the European Union? Just if you were just watching mainstream media, what would you think?
Well, you would have to think Russia.
You'd be wrong. His advice, and this is reported by the New York Times on paragraph 20 of one story a long time ago. There's no doubt about this. And I've talked to Manafort's representative and he confirmed it because I read it in the New York Times. The way to read the Times, by the way, is backwards. Ignore the headline and they bury the most useful information at the bottom of the story. It's a very good trick.
Yeah, that is a good trick for their readers that probably don't even read the story, just the headline.
That's exactly right. That's what they're counting on. So Manafort, one of the reasons the Russians don't like him, and you can see this because they've come out today and said, well, hey, maybe they need to look into Manafort's Ukrainian connections. He actually gave Yanukovych the advice, hey, why don't you back off of Putin a little bit and join the European Union, or you know, get closer with the Europeans. That was his advice, and may have been good advice, right? May have been solid advice. The problem was Ukraine really couldn't do it because the cost of joining the EU was so high, basically. What they were demanding from Ukraine was so high that Putin swooped in, made a better deal, and that's when the Soros-funded, Hillary Clinton-sponsored, Obama-sponsored coup in Ukraine happened. Now,
wait a second. I got to stop you right there because actually you're shedding light on something that I have not understood yet.
Yes.
Are you saying that Ukraine was essentially a chess piece between their own independence, the EU, and Russian influence? Am I hearing this correctly?
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you look at the history of the Ukraine, first off, there's basically Eastern Ukraine and Western Ukraine. Crimea, for instance, that they literally don't speak Ukrainian in most of that section. They speak Russian, okay? That section was actually given to Ukraine, the Crimea, by Khrushchev, who was Ukrainian, okay? So when he was the dictator of the Soviet Union, he gave it to him as a gift. That's why they associate themselves with Russia. This goes back historically. Now, Kiev, that's where you got the more ethnic Ukrainians, right? So, in one sense, it's not at all surprising that Crimea wanted to go with Russia and the ethnic Ukrainians in Kiev wanted to get rid of Yanukovych. Yanukovych, by the way, didn't even speak Ukrainian, for instance, when he first took over the presidency. So none of this is to defend Yanukovych. But let me tell you something about Ukraine. It's known as one of the most corrupt states in a very corrupt area. So everyone, was Yanukovych corrupt? Yes. Is Poroshenko corrupt? Yes. They're all corrupt, okay? And what happened, though, was Soros, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Soros funded it. By the way, don't take my word on this. He bragged about funding it. If you go to YouTube and look up Soros Zakaria on CNN, Ukraine, you'll find him an interview right after the revolution bragging that he'd spent $100 million creating the kind of exactly the kind of demonstrations that he was also at the same time funding in the U.S. through Occupy Wall Street and later Black Lives Matter. OK. That's what you saw, an Occupy style angry protest that was the Euromaidan. And that's what led to the illegal ouster of Yanukovych. Don't forget, Ukraine had a constitution. They had an impeachment process. That's not what happened. He got chased out in the middle of the night, essentially. That's illegal. And by the way, I would argue that pretty clearly the goal of Soros, who has been pushing for Donald Trump's impeachment from before the time Trump took office, funding these protests over and over and over, the Women's March and everything else, that's the same goal that he has here. But it was also, of course, funded by $5 billion of your tax money, Owen. Everybody watching, American tax dollars. And you can find that. Victoria Nuland, close associate of Hillary Clinton's, who was running things, basically, for the State Department there, she bragged that the U.S. had spent $5 billion in Ukraine. And they also set up something called tech camps. TECHCAMP. Just look up Tech Camp Kiev on YouTube and you'll find the tech camps that taught the protesters how to protest. It was given at the U.S. Embassy when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Just look that up. Look up Tech Camp Kiev. You'll find it. Again, I don't go with conjecture because reality is far too scary, Owen. And this is all what happened in Ukraine. And this is why the Ukrainians that surrounded Hillary Clinton, people like Alexandra Chalupa. Look her up. You'll find who I'm talking about. Top, she was in the White House, top operative. Alexandra Chalupa is the woman behind the Trump-Russia narrative. She was the one who was actually orchestrating with the government of the Ukraine. And guess who they got rid of in August? Paul Manafort. Guess who their target was in August? It was Paul Manafort. And it is not a shock at all that Mueller, his first target is Paul Manafort.
And then also in August, the Podestas clearly get tipped off to file this paperwork, the same paperwork that Manafort gets arrested for today. But that's going down a different branch. We got just over a minute left in this segment. Jogging my memory and hearing what you're talking about here. Because of what we have upcoming in this country, if I recall, weren't there shootings at those protests, those Soros-backed protests in Ukraine? Weren't there people getting shot?
There were, and they don't know who. This was later caught on tape. By the way, the article that you guys just had posted, if they can put that up again, that is the key article. Everybody needs to read that. It's a Politico article. It's not, and that's what makes it exceptional, because this is a mainstream media publication reporting that look at the headline. Ukraine efforts to sabotage Trump backfire. That's Poroshenko, the current head of the Ukraine, who was behind this. Yes, there were shootings. And who was behind them? Well, it turns out we don't know who was behind them.
If I recall, they found sniper rounds.
Yes, there were snipers. And so it's not even really an open question. People were caught on audio. And again, this is why I say you don't need any conjecture in this, Owen. The facts are so damning in this story that what was going on here was a United States-funded, mainstream media-backed coup of the Ukraine.
Well, Lee Stranahan, I know that you never do conjecture. You're straight reporting on facts, and that's why we have you on to talk about this. Don't go anywhere, folks. Another segment with Lee on the other side.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time.
So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic, now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, folks, we don't like to cook our gooses before they're tossed, but let's just say, much like the article that we were covering in the last segment, Ukrainians' attempt to take down Trump backfires. Let's just say Clinton efforts to sabotage Trump backfire. Let's just say that that's probably going to be the next headline you see somewhere out there, because we already see the strings coming loose on that sweater. But, Lee, how frustrating is it to have to tune on to the mainstream news? You break stories, you get the facts, you get the information, you get the intel, you write it all out, and then the mainstream news completely, honestly, I don't even, it's like, it's just, it goes completely ignored, as if it doesn't even exist. Lee, in fact, Lee Stranahan just doesn't even exist, is what it is. It's like CNN, yeah, Lee Stranahan doesn't exist.
It's frustrating. Well, it's, you know, we kind of exist. You know, what happens is it feels pretty good when they're forced to admit that they're wrong, which I've been reporting for 10 years now, right? And so eventually on stuff like the Pigford story that I worked on with Andrew Breitbart, the New York Times was forced to do a front page story to admit that we got the story right. The first story I worked on was the John Edwards story. I worked on Anthony Weiner. So I worked on all these stories that now everyone's like, well, Anthony Weiner, we always knew he was bad. No, you didn't. I remember how attacked Andrew Breitbart and Breitbart got when the Weiner. Do you remember that, Owen? Like when
I have a feeling that the late great Andrew Breitbart, a lot of the things he said that sounded crazy are going to end up being prophetic pretty soon.
Well, and I said this on my radio show the other day. I mean, I was watching InfoWars on the weekend, and I didn't do any conjecture whatsoever when they announced the indictments were happening. I saw Alex Jones on InfoWars come out and say, it's going to be Manafort, it's going to be Gates. He named him. And then boom, right? So when I'm on my radio show, I said, look, Alex and InfoWars nailed that, because I saw it, right? And so until the story comes out, he knew who his source was. I don't know who his source was, but once you get a victory like that, people go, okay, they do know what they're talking about. And, you know, I've been looking into these JFK files that came out, and leave everything controversial about it aside for a second. Leave every theory about who the shooter was aside. It's very interesting that in the 55-something years since that happened, how little has changed. How the media is still lied to by the deep state, If you look,
yeah,
at
are they going to amend all of the grade school and high school history textbooks? I'm not hearing that. When are we going to get history classes in the United States changed because we now know we've been lied to about JFK for 50 years?
And admittedly lied to. You know, the CIA came out with a report that McCone, who was head of the CIA in 63, lied. They said benignly. They have a report the CIA put out a couple of years ago. They said there was a benign cover-up is what they called it.
Oh, yeah, it's just like Hillary. She had no intention. You know,
and that's really my point. Even Hillary, I'm no Hillary fan, and I hate Hillary. Let me be clear. I hate Hillary, but
I'll drink to that.
She's kind of a patsy. What I mean by that is Hillary's not the problem. Does that make sense? What I mean is the problem is the deep state. That's the problem. And it's going to be here after Hillary's gone, and it's been here long before she got here. And what people really need to wake up to is that, you know, like I say, if all you have to do is look at for instance, the thing that's coming out now, you know, even in the little bit of the JFK files that have been released, all these assassination plots that the CIA's been behind. The CIA mm-hmm. is
fake 60. Bombings.
That's right. So we're 70 years into the CIA now, I think, right? 47 they were formed, right? And assassination, we have false flag stuff. They have stuff that if you'd reported on InfoWars, they would bug out and call you the biggest conspiracy theories. We now know that the government was looking at planting bombs in Miami to blame it on Castro. Now, just think about that for a second. It makes everything everybody's ever said about 9/11 or mm-hmm. or Las Vegas or anything.
It puts an interesting perspective on it, doesn't it?
It sure does. And it really, this is how the deep state and the media, because the other thing that's very clear is that the media wasn't really trying to get to the bottom of anything because it might hurt their access to J. Edgar Hoover. It might hurt their access to Johnson or whoever, right? And so that's the thing that I think is so significant about looking, you know, if you relook at it, forget who the shooter was. What you know for sure is that your government, the CIA, tried over and over and over again to take out Castro by assassinating him. And they were worried that it was blowback from what they'd done. And they haven't stopped. There's been no who was behind Ukraine. Let's just tie it into what we're talking about. The CIA, right?
Right.
That's who's behind it. So who's behind Ukraine? It's not just Hillary. It's people like John McCain. John McCain. Do you know where Lindsey Graham and John McCain spent New Year's? Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. And I do know Lindsey Graham basically came out. I believe it was he stood up for
he came out?
Mueller.
Is that what? That's breaking. Wait, what?
No, he came out as a Muellerite. He's a big fan of Mueller. But we got a short time here. I want to ask you a question here. First, just a simple yes or no question. Do you believe that Hillary Clinton should be indicted and or arrested?
I think indicted. Well, if she's indicted, she should be arrested. Probably. Yeah, I probably. I think there need to be congressional hearings. That's what I think. Hearings.
My question is, and I think we both agree that if they're fair hearings and a fair trial, Hillary Clinton would definitely be guilty of multiple crimes and probably end up either in jail or maybe she ends up getting house arrest or something nice because she's Hillary Clinton. But my thing is today, I'm a Trump supporter. If Trump has 4 years in office and Hillary Clinton does not face justice or the Podestas don't face justice, I'm going to have to sit there as a Trump supporter in 4 years and say, how is Hillary Clinton still walking free? Why has that swamp creature not been drained?
The deep state co-opts people immediately. And so if you look at Trump, they were petrified about what would happen when he took office. And that's why you had people like, and by the way, they figured out how to get to Trump, which is through his daughter. They realized that they couldn't stop him any other way. So they got him through Ivanka. And that's how you get Gary Cohn, Dina Powell, McMaster, that whole group of people.
The Kushner connections.
Yep. Yeah, and that's how they got to him. They got to him. They used what's good about Trump. The fact that Trump loves his family, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, and his family is actually out there being good people, good representation of what Americans should be, good role models, all of that, et cetera. Lee Stranahan, he always breaks it all down, folks.
I'm not a big fan, I got to say, though.
Thepopulist.us is his website, citizenjournalismschool.com. Thank you, Lee.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Supermel Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Refresh your breath with Emirx Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emirx Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emirx Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emirx Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Molon Labe t-shirts, and you get the great books and videos, you're fighting the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Okay. Okay, folks, I noticed a very strange pattern emerging. And I don't even remember, there was, might have been one of the crew members here that kind of also put the bug in my ear, like, hey, all these gun stores are being robbed. It's awfully strange. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll look into that. And I started combing through the internet, trying to find if this pattern of gun stores being robbed was actually increasing and was a real story to cover. And sure enough, it was. I've got a stack of news here. Most of these stores stories are actually from Texas. Suspects arrested in North Austin firearms dealer robbery sought by police captured. So they were able to capture some of these people. Some they think are still at large. ATF announces $11,000 reward after gun stolen in pawn shop robbery. Police release surveillance of break-in at Smyrna gun store. That's from Tennessee. Suspects steal 34 firearms from Austin gun store. That's from KXAN. Two suspects in Williamson County gun store robbery arrested. Same story as this. Their deputies asking for help identifying suspects in Hutto gun robbery. And then there was one in Houston last year. 10 robbers use a truck to break into gun store and steal rifles. So I wanted to get Michael Cargill in from Central Texas Gunworks. First, is my suspicion here that there is an increased pattern of gun stores being robbed? Is that a fair suspicion? Is this actually happening?
Oh, absolutely. This is happening. It's happening all over the country. As a matter of fact, not just here in Austin, Texas. You have there's a criminal element that's out there. I don't know what's going on. They're breaking into gun stores. They're taking like 1 minute and a half, possibly, and grabbing whatever they can, go out the gun store, and they're selling those guns or doing whatever with whatever they can possibly do with those guns and putting them out there in the street. And the problem is, your gun stores, there's no way that a gun store can actually verify if a gun's been reported stolen also. I don't know if you know that or not.
Hmm.
So basically what I'm saying is, when there's a gun that's been stolen, let's say a guy walks into the gun store. You walk into the gun store, you want that gun cleaned, you want it maybe something repaired on it, you want to sell that gun to the gun store. There's no way that a gun store can actually verify that a gun's been reported stolen.
So even the serial numbers, you can't necessarily report as a stolen weapon, even if they turn it into you?
The person that loses the gun reports it stolen, but there's no way that the gun store can verify that gun's been reported stolen.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a problem because a lot of you have Chief Otto Acevedo, who was the police chief in Austin, who's now the police chief in Houston, Texas.
Right.
His big thing was, we need to get illegal guns off the street. Well, I tweeted him back and say, hey, if you want to get illegal guns off the street, then why don't you allow me to verify if a gun's been reported stolen? And they will not
allow
that
with a car.
Exactly.
Now, would they have to use the serial numbers on the guns for this, or how would they go about that?
It's very simple. The police have that information in their database.
I would assume so.
Yes, they have that information in their database. All they have to do is allow gun stores access to that information.
That is strange that you don't hear the liberals that want to take our guns screaming out loud for that. That just shows the lack of research that they do. But you were actually mentioning, too, how I was shocked when you told me this. Your gun store is the only one that in Austin that hasn't been hit lately?
We're the only one in Austin that has not been broken into. And that's mainly the reason is because we actually lock them up every single night.
You take the extra effort to put your guns in the safe?
Yes. It's an hour on the front end, an hour on the back end.
It's been worth it for you.
Yeah, to lock those guns up. And we're the only ones in the Austin city limits that has not been broken into.
Now, you were asking me you were saying, hey, what's your angle here? Why are you reporting on this? Well, I found it shocking that you had all of these gun stores being broken into. I would think at the rate that they're being broken into, it would be a larger story. I'm not hearing anyone report on it. I didn't even believe it. I went into the research. Sure enough, it was true. So, and obviously, I'm not saying that you would know anything about this, but just to bring this to the conversation, I'm curious if we aren't seeing people robbing these stores. The reason why it's happening at an increased rate now is because of the violence being planned by Antifa, because of the violence being planned by ISIS. And it really just waves a red flag to me that right at the time where we know that they're going to try to plan violence, we know that they're upset trying to overthrow Trump's presidency, that you would see this uptick in gun stores being robbed. I'm not saying you know for a fact. I'm just saying, do you think that's fair for me to maybe go that angle when I see this increased rate of gun stores being hit?
It is absolutely fair because these people are younger people.
They all are. That is a great point.
Generation.
I want to point that out. almost every time with these stories, the people that they arrest or that they caught are young people, even teenagers.
Yes, and they are younger element that are actually going into the gun store. They're spending 1 minute and a half inside the gun store grabbing whatever they can grab, and they're running out. And then here you have, you know, these Antifas are picking up their steam right now. You have November the 4th. There's going to be a big event there around the country. And I'm willing to bet most of those guns that you see on November the 4th are going to be stolen guns.
And I'll tell you, another thing that crossed my mind today in the last segment when I was interviewing Lee Stranahan talking about Soros-funded protests, which we know that these protests over the November 4th weekend are going to be Soros-funded protests. When he funded his protest in Ukraine during the big push for a regime change in Ukraine, at these protests, people were getting shot. Mm. Nobody knew where the shots were coming from. Nobody knew where the guns were coming from. Just people getting shot. I hear this story. I see all these gun stores being robbed. I see Soros putting $18 billion into protest funds. I see Antifa planning a weekend of violence. And all of a sudden, it's like, whoa. Are they really about to go hot with this war?
Absolutely. You have a situation where we just have the one of the worst shootings we've had since, you know, our lifetime in Las Vegas. So now you have people that are trying to beat that. They want to top that list there and outdo what this guy did or whatever was going on there. I don't know who did it. I don't know if it was him or was someone else. I have other reasons to believe that there's other things going on there. But they want to beat that. And so, absolutely. You know, you have Antifa, you have November the 4th, and people need to be aware. You need to make sure that you take the steps that you need to take to make sure that you protect yourself, because these guys are, they're just a really bad criminal element, and the only thing they're doing is just, you know, just terrible stuff to actually, you know, come after you, come after your family.
They want to destroy the country.
Absolutely.
Now, are you still seeing an uptick in people coming to you for gun training?
Yes. As a matter of fact, especially since the latter part of the year, people have actually come to us and they want to, you know, get their handgun license, want to learn how to shoot. You have people in the LGBTQ community that are coming in that are learning how to shoot and want to, you know, take the steps they need to protect themselves and also protect their family.
Yeah. And especially when times like these are coming. We had another attack in New York. We'll talk a little bit about that on the other side. They reported that there was a gun involved and gunshots fired.
Oh, of course. They're going to say that right off the bat. Hey, there was a gun involved. And this was a rental truck from Home Depot.
Right.
And then, you know, but I expect to see tomorrow. I want to see anti-gun community or whoever out in front of Home Depot protesting. And I also expect to see a lawsuit against Home Depot as well. Just like we saw with the company that invented the bump stop.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be waiting for that with bated breath. Michael. So, you know, again, folks, the story, the reason I got Michael in here today, look at this in your area, too. I mean, mostly I was just covering Texas, but and I brought Michael in to confirm this. I couldn't even believe it, but he owns a gun shop. He's close to this. You even were talking to members of the ATF. Is that right?
Yes. The way it's supposed to work is whenever there's a gun store break in your area as a gun store owner, you're supposed to be notified by the ATF. Well, unfortunately, we don't get the notification. The reason I don't get the notification is because I'm a manufacturer. I actually have an 07 FFL, so meaning that I can actually manufacture firearms. So I don't get the notification. So whoever's an 07 is not going to get that. Everyone else who's an 01, 02, they'll get the notification. There's a break-in in their area. And so, you know, the system is not working right. They're not working with gun stores. There's a system for pawn shops. If a person walks into a pawn shop and sells a stolen gun, there's a system for that. But there's no system in place for gun stores.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. And you have all these people that say that, hey, we want to get these bad guns or illegal guns or whatever off the street. They're not concerned about that. They're concerned with pushing their political
agenda.
They just
want to write legislation.
Exactly.
They don't want to actually have methods of dealing with the actual issue that would be proactive instead of just signing some legislation. Another segment with Michael Cargill on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the bio-PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high quality, pro
probiotic. It's 25% off out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Folks, trust me. I don't like having to report on this stuff. Okay, I don't want to have to cover these angles and present this to the audience. It sucks. It honestly sucks. I don't want to think that this stuff is true just as much as the next guy, but we have to live in reality here, and we have to deal with reality. And we just covered a bunch of gun stores being robbed in the Texas area and also nationwide. Michael Cargill, the owner of Central Texas Gun Works, confirming this. And folks, you got to prepare, okay? And again, I'm not trying to fearmonger here. I'm just presenting to you news and offering you real solutions, solutions that I choose. We sell body armor at InfoWarsStore.com, okay? Again, I'm not trying to tell you you live in a war zone. I'm not trying to tell you to walk around every day wearing body armor because you need it. What I'm telling you is that we know George Soros protests are planned for this weekend. We know gun shops are being hit at an astronomical rate. We know at Soros protests, people get shot. So, folks, we have body armor. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Hope to God that you never, ever need it. But what if you do? You will regret not having it. Just like the emergency food that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, look at everything. The wildfires in California. The hurricanes in Texas. You never know. They're doing drills this weekend for the power grid going down. What are you going to do if you don't have any food? What are you going to do if you didn't prepare? You're going to wish you went to InfoWarsStore.com, folks. You're going to wish you took advantage of our specials that we have going right now on emergency food. I didn't even realize we had these specials going, but check them out. InfoWarsStore.com, specials on emergency food. InfoWarsStore.com, multiple different types of body armor, bulletproof vests, backpack body armor for your kids to put in their backpack. So you've got all of that at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out all of our new apparel. DNA Force is now 25% off. That's going to be while supplies last, folks. That's going to sell out. Just look at all. We got gun holsters. We got everything. Get yourself prepared and support this broadcast. Support Alex Jones. Support David Knight. Support the crew here that does such a great job getting us all on air by going to InfoWarsStore.com. All right. They've released a name of the driver of the truck that killed at least six people in Manhattan today, Seyfulo Saipov. Seyfulo Saipov was the driver armed. The authorities said that when he jumped out of the pickup truck, he had fake weapons, a paintball gun and a pellet gun. So you have to wonder what those reports of a shooter and gunfire were while the attack were happening. They say he collided with a school bus, which also injured a couple children during that. You wonder if he intentionally collided with the school bus, trying to hurt more children. This was outside of a school. This was by a park. This was by the World Trade Center. Obviously, no motive yet from the driver officially. It's being reported that he was shouting Allahu Akbar. And so he shouts Allahu Akbar, mows down a bunch of people, and then Jake Tapper has the nerve to say this on air.
Who police have now talked to, they're telling police that they heard the driver saying, yelling, Allahu Akbar, during this incident, which is now leading authorities to believe that this is as a result, that this is now a terrorism case. And I'm just getting an update now. The FBI is taking over this case because it appears now that this is terrorism.
The Arabic chant, Allahu Akbar, God is great. Sometimes said under the most beautiful of circumstances, and too often we hear of it being said in moments like this. General Clapper,
you were just taken aback by that.
When you were director of national intelligence,
Jake Tapper says Allahu Akbar said in the most beautiful of circumstances, right after a guy screams it and murders multiple people.
That I don't have any words for that. You know, Jake Tapper. They need to get rid of him. He needs to go.
Wow.
You have Americans being killed on American soil, and this guy's saying, you know, trying to say great words, trying to find good words out of something that's actually just awful and miserable and terrible.
Seriously, I mean, you want to talk about virtue signaling yourself into mental derangement? That is Jake Tapper. What an unsophisticated bum Jake Tapper is. I'm being told now that it was actually a good Samaritan that used the empty school bus to stop the truck. Wow. So there's another angle that is worth keeping an eye on because, unfortunately, when these things happen, folks, you know, police are not always on the scene, and you either need a good guy with a gun or just a brave citizen in the vicinity to do something about this.
Absolutely. And thank goodness for the school bus driver, because it is New York City Police Department, so their marksmanship is not that great. So definitely want to, you know, my hat goes off to the bus driver for sure.
So again, they just released the name of the driver and said he shouted Allahu Akbar, and Jake Tapper says that's just beautiful. Let's go to a recap here. This is the press conference from today. I'll try not to speak over Cuomo and de Blasio if they speak. I just can't stand those two. Here is the NYPD press conference.
Let me be clear, based on the information we have at this moment, this was an act of terror.
and a particularly cowardly act of terror aimed at innocent civilians, aimed at people going about their lives who had no idea of what was about to hit them. We, at this moment, based on the information we have, we know of 8 innocent people who have lost their lives and over a dozen more injured.
All right, so at 3:05 p.m., a male driving a rented Home Depot pickup truck entered the West Side Highway bicycle path at Houston Street, began driving southbound, striking a number of pedestrians and bicyclists along the route. At Chambers Street, the truck collided with a school bus, injuring 2 adults and 2 children. After the collision, the driver of the truck, a 29-year-old male, exited the vehicle brandishing 2 handguns. A uniformed police officer assigned to the first precinct
apparently fake guns,
confronted
though.
The
fake
subject
guns.
And shot him in the abdomen. The subject was wounded and transported to a local hospital. A paintball gun and a pellet gun were recovered at the scene. The subject's identity is not being released at this time, pending further investigation. At this point, there are 8 fatalities reported in connection with this incident. In addition, several people have been injured. Right there.
Yes, can you confirm that the suspect said Allahu Akbar or anything to that effect? And if so, is that the only indication that this may be an act of terrorism? Or do you, what else is it that needs to label?
Yeah, he did make a statement when he exited the vehicle. And if you just look at the MO of the attack, that's consistent with what's been going on. So that along with the statement, has enabled us to label this a terrorist event.
We really need to do something about these no-gun zones. New York City is the worst, you know, of them all. We need to do something where we allow citizens of this country to actually protect themselves and also protect their families and be able to carry a gun everywhere. There's no reason why we should not be able to carry. Well, we can stop things like this. You know, if this something like this happened in Israel, you would have people that you have school teachers in Israel that actually
they've all
carry,
been trained.
Exactly. So we definitely need to do something about this and get rid of these no gun zones. And New York City is the absolutely worst when it comes to that.
Again, the driver, Saifulu Saipov, is from Uzbekistan, I'm being told, and immigrated here in 2010. I don't believe Uzbekistan was not on any travel ban list. But it'll be interesting to see what type of radicalization he had, if this was homegrown, internet-motivated, or what have you, organically just grew to hate America. Maybe he watches Jake Tapper on CNN every day. I'm not sure. But shocking to me, at the end of that press conference, Michael, I believe that was the police commissioner there saying that he said Allahu Akbar, and that this attack mimics similar terror attacks that we've seen in London and others across the globe. And then you had Democrat de Blasio and Democrat Cuomo shaking their head like, yep, this is what radical Islamic terrorists do. Yep, yep, yep. Yet they don't have a policy that addresses that issue, even though there they are admitting it.
Absolutely. And now what they're doing is they must have some other intel they're not telling us, because now they're using trucks to block intersections because – tonight's Halloween.
That's right.
And you have kids out there trick-or-treating, and so they're blocking intersections to make sure that something else does not happen. So they have some other type of intel they're not telling us about. So you definitely want to make sure that if you're out there trick-or-treating with the kids, you definitely want to carry your gun.
Yeah. Was this something? What was that, guys? We're about to... Yeah, there's going to be Halloween parades and everything. It's Halloween. You wonder if the truck man, if you will, thought he would pull this off on Halloween to scare people out of going Halloween, or is this part of perhaps more attacks that were planned for tonight? Let's just hope that's not the case. Wow, what a show. All kinds of breaking news, folks. And we'll see what the story is at the end of the day on this Saifulu Saipov from Uzbekistan. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/